Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to address election rally in Meerut, Uttar Pradesh today. 10 BJP MLAs declared elected unopposed after last date of withdrawal of nominations in Arunachal Pradesh. ED questions Delhi Minister Kailash Gehlot in money laundering case linked to excise policy scam. Delhi police files charge sheet against NewsClick and its founder Prabir Puryakayast in UAPA case. IMD says intense rainfall likely to continue over northeast India till tomorrow, and in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants beat Punjab Kings by 21 runs in Lucknow. And now the news in detail. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the election campaign in Uttar Pradesh today by addressing a rally at Meerut. The BJP has fielded TV serial Ramayan fame Arun Govil from the Meerut Lok Sabha constituency. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, Rashtriya Lok Dal President Jayant Chaudhary and several other BJP leaders will be present on the occasion. Uttar Pradesh will go to polls in 7 phases. BJP-led NDA has expressed confidence that it will again come to power at the centre, and for this Uttar Pradesh will be crucial as it has the highest number of 80 parliamentary constituencies. A total of 97 candidates are in the fray for the 5 Lok Sabha seats in Maharashtra, where polling will be held in the first phase on the 19th of April. Yesterday was the last day of withdrawing nominations. All the 5 seats, Nagpur, Chandrapur, Ramtek, Bhandara, Gondia and Gadchiroli Chimur, are in the states with that region. Only in Ramtek, the main contestants are from the Congress and the Shiv Sena led by Chief Minister Eknath Shinde. The remaining 4 seats will see fights between Congress and the BJP. There are 13 candidates in the fray from unrecognized parties and 12 independents. The candidature of Congress's Rashmi Barve was rejected during scrutiny after her caste validity certificate was declared invalid a day after she filed her nomination. In Nagpur, while the nominations of all 26 candidates were found in order, the main fight being between Union Minister and BJP heavyweight Nitin Gadkari and Congress's sitting MLA Vikas Thakre. In Bhandara, Gondia's sitting BJP MP Sunil Mendhe will take on Congress's Prashant Padole. There are 18 candidates in the fray after 4 withdrew. In Gadchiroli Chimur, BJP's sitting MP Ashok Nethe is pitted against Karsan Namdev of the Congress, while Yogesh Gunnade of BSP is the 3rd candidate. There are total 10 contestants in the fray. Chandrapur will see a direct fight between Sudhir Mungan Tiwar of BJP and Congress's sitting MLA Pratibha Dhanorkar. In Chandrapur, there are total 15 contestants. In Assam, 35 candidates are in the fray for the first phase of Lok Sabha polls for 5 seats. One candidate withdrew the nomination yesterday at the Jorhat seat. The BJP is contesting in all 5 seats. The Congress has fielded candidates for 4 seats while supporting Assam Jatiya Parishad Dibrugarh. For the BJP, Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal, MP Pradhan Barua, Kamakhya Prasad Tasha and Tapan Kumar Gogoi, MLA Ranjit Datta are in the fray. Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi, former MLA Rosalina Tirki and Uday Shankar Hazarika are contesting. The President of Assam Jatiya Parishad, Lurin Jyoti Gogoi, is contesting from the Dibrugarh seat. In Arunachal Pradesh, 10 BJP MLAs have been declared elected unopposed after the last date of withdrawal of nominations. Arunachal Pradesh is going to simultaneous polls for its 60-seat Legislative Assembly and 2 Lok Sabha constituencies on the 19th of April in a single phase. More from our correspondent.
With BJP securing 10 seats unopposed in the 60-member Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly, polling will be held for the remaining 50 assembly seats now. Single nomination papers have been filed in the 6 assembly constituencies, while in 4 others, opposition candidates withdrew their papers. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main and Itanagar MLA Techi Kaso are among the prominent candidates who have won unopposed. BJP has fielded candidates in all the 60 seats and Indian National Congress is contesting in only 13 seats. 42 parliamentary constituencies, there are 14 candidates in fray, with 8 candidates for the Arunachal West parliamentary constituency and 6 for the Arunachal East constituency. Rakesh Dole, Akashwani News, Itanagar.
In Madhya Pradesh, voting will be held in 4 phases for 29 Lok Sabha seats. The nomination process has been completed for 6 seats in the first phase, while nomination papers are being filed for 7 seats in the second phase. More from our correspondent.
In Madhya Pradesh, the picture of the contest on 25 out of 29 Lok Sabha seats has almost become clear. BJP has declared its candidate on all the seats. Congress has not yet declared its candidate on 3 seats. The party has left 1 seat for the Samajwadi Party. The BJP has given a chance to new faces on 11 seats, while Congress has fielded new candidates on 18 Lok Sabha seats. There are also 7 seats where the contest between new candidates of both the parties. Bharatiya Janata Party has given tickets to 6 women, while Congress has fielded 1 woman candidate so far. In Madhya Pradesh, about 1 crore 12 lakh voters will choose their representatives on 6 seats in the first phase, and more than 1 crore 3 lakh voters will choose their leaders on 7 seats in the second phase. In the third phase, 1 crore 60 lakh voters will cast their vote for 8 Lok Sabha seats, while in the fourth and final phase, more than 1.5 crore voters will cast their votes for the 8 Lok Sabha seats. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to the morning news. The Enforcement Directorate, or ED, questioned the Delhi Transport Minister and AAP leader Kailash Gehlot for 5 hours yesterday in connection with an alleged money laundering case linked to the Delhi liquor policy scam. Talking to the media while leaving the ED office after interrogation, Mr. Gehlot said that he answered all the questions from the agency and will continue to cooperate in the probe. He also said that this was the second summons sent to him as he could not depose for the first time about a month back, as the budget session of the Delhi Assembly was on. The Enforcement Directorate, or ED, has provisionally attached movable and immovable properties worth over 29 crore rupees belonging to Alchemist Group of Companies. The attached properties include an aircraft Beech King Air C-90A, flats and land situated in Himachal Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh. The agency said the Alchemist Group is headed by ex-member Rajya Sabha All India Trinamool Congress, Kanwardeep Singh. The ED initiated investigation on the basis of FIRs registered by CBI, Lucknow and Kolkata Police against multiple individuals and group of companies of Alchemist Group. The investigation revealed that the Alchemist Group collected funds amounting to more than 1,800 crore rupees from investors and victims in its companies on the false promise of providing high returns and giving flats and villas. The ED had also recently attached over 10 crore rupees belonging to All India Trinamool Congress Party in the case. The Special Cell of Delhi Police has filed a charge sheet in the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act case against NewsClick founder and editor Prabir Purkayast over allegations that the news portal received funds to spread pro-China propaganda. According to officials, the charge sheet, consisting of around 9,000 pages, contains information regarding 480 electronic devices confiscated during various raids conducted during the probe. It also mentions allegations against Purkayast of portraying Kashmir and Arunachal Pradesh as not part of India. The Delhi's Patiala House Court has scheduled the matter for further hearing on the 16th of next month. The NewsClick founder was arrested by the Delhi police along with HR head Amit Chakraborty on the 3rd of October last year for allegedly receiving illegal funding from China routed through the United States. The India Meteorological Department or IMD has forecast isolated heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till Monday, with the possibility of very heavy falls over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya today. It said scattered to widespread light rainfall with thunderstorm and lightning will continue to occur in northeast India, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till the 5th of next month. The IMD also forecasts light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over Odisha, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand, East Madhya Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada, Vidarbh and Chhattisgarh for today. According to IMD, heat waves and warm night conditions are likely over central and peninsular India for the next 5 days. Himachal Pradesh received fresh snowfall at higher altitude regions, while hailstorm and moderate rains in low and middle hills yesterday. This led to closure of 172 roads in the state, affecting connectivity through roadways. Besides enjoying fresh snowfall, tourists are also facing transportation issues. Yesterday morning, a Himachal Roadways bus turned turtle near Moling in Kinnaur district after skidding in the snow. However, no casualty was reported. The IMD has forecast further rainfall in the state from the 2nd to the 4th of April. The festival of Easter is being celebrated all over the world today, marking the faithful belief that Jesus rose from the dead after being crucified. Midnight Easter prayers were held at various churches across the country last night. Joy celebration is marked as a symbol of new beginnings and the arrival of spring. People traditionally celebrate it with rituals like egg hunts, baked hot cross buns and decorating Easter eggs, which are symbolic of Christ's death on the cross and resurrection from the tomb. President Rabdi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have greeted citizens living in India and abroad, especially the Christians, on the occasion. As many as 23 Pakistani nationals rescued by the Indian Navy from Somali pirates after a daring operation in the Arabian Sea on 29th of March thanked India and raised slogans of India Zindabad. The Indian Navy specialist team had protected them from 9 armed pirates and completed sanitization and seaworthiness checks of the fishing vessel Al Kambar. In sports, in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Punjab Kings by 21 runs in the 11th match of the league at Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last night. Chasing a target of 200 runs set by Lucknow Super Giants, Punjab Kings made 178 for 5 in 20 overs. For Punjab Kings, skipper Shikhar Dhawan scored highest 70 runs, followed by Johnny Bairstow with 42 runs. For Lucknow Supergiants, Mayank Yadav scalped 3 wickets. Meanwhile, there are 2 matches scheduled for today. In the first match, Gujarat Giants will lock horns with Sunrisers Hyderabad and Delhi Capitals will face Chennai Super Kings in Vishakhapatnam at 7:30 p.m. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Anuja. Families of Bharat Ratnas receive honour, writes Hindustan Times on its front page. Murmu and Modi to personally hand over to Advani today as the Asian age. Microsoft and OpenAI plan a $100 billion supercomputer project, capable of handling more advanced tasks, likely to be launched in 2028, is a top headline in the Economic Times. The Indian Express states, plans underway to make Mumbai first tri-service common defence station in the country to achieve jointness among the three services. The Times of India refers to a decision by Central Adoption Resource Authority writing, shelter home kids not visited by kin to be added to adoption pool. And finally, offering hope to India, a study shows BCG for humans can control bovine TB in livestock, cites the Sunday Pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Saira. And now before we end that bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to address election rally in Meerut, Uttar Pradesh today. 10 BJP MLAs declared elected unopposed after last date of withdrawal of nominations in Arunachal Pradesh. ED questions Delhi Minister Kailash Gehlot in money laundering case linked to excise policy scam. Delhi police files charge sheet against NewsClick and its founder Prabir Purkayasth in UAPA case. IMD says intense rainfall likely to continue over northeast India till tomorrow. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants beat Punjab Kings by 21 runs in Lucknow. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.